the end of that is probably do a fucking documentary on that. Where was that anyway? I have no idea. That's Electric Ladyland. It's Hendrix, and it's a Voodoo Child, but I have, to this day, I don't know where the fuck, because I confuse the Band of Gypsies with the Hendrix Experience, which sort of, maybe that was Band of Gypsies, which was a different bunch of guys. Then Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding. It was Billy Cox and Buddy Miles was the drummer, and I don't know who that was on keyboard. So that's that. Boy, did the Trump campaign roll out a real dumb fuck this morning. Healy Baumgardner says, and, you know, 47% of the American people are on welfare. Where the fuck has this broad been? You know, not, excuse me for saying, but I mean, she's stupid. And I believe it's Trump trying to save money. I really do, because I looked her up. She was with some fucking PR agency. She owns a communications company. Okay, you know, don't we all? And she, PR is her thing, which, all right, I understand that. And I guess they were not happy with whoever the fuck it was they had, you know, pitching. I don't know. I mean, they had people, they had Jeffrey Lord. Is Jeffrey Lord in the employ of the Trump campaign? Because he's about as stupid a motherfucker as I've ever heard. And then that other one, whoever her name was, I can't remember. Two people, I mean, these are people that are, their job is to make, their job is to spin Trump's bullshit into truth. Even though it isn't. You know, their job is to take his bullshit and make it true, you know. Jeffrey Lord, the most egregious of the group, as he seeks to connect Jeremiah Wright, who is singularly a bigot, one might say, with the Ku Klux Klan, which is over a hundred years of organized terror. You know, one guy who's pissed off because he's black. Gee, imagine that. Imagine being black and angry. That's exactly the same thing as the Ku Klux Klan, people that came together after the Civil War because they didn't like the fact that niggas could vote. That's, I can see similar motivation, can't you? One guy's angry because, why am I being treated like shit? Because I'm black. I'm pissed. And the other guy's angry because, shit, I had my foot on the neck of this nigga, and now the motherfucker gets to vote? Fuck that. I'm going to go out and ride and burn down houses. In the minds of a white man like Jeffrey Lord, a stupid motherfucking white man, and God knows there's millions of them in this fucking country, those two guys are the same fucking thing. And God knows there's people who will listen to this podcast we do today all over America who are the same people. Can't explain it to them because it will make too much goddamn sense, and that destroys their worldview. That the racists on the left with the black people are exactly the same as the racists on the white. We just got to get rid of racism. Let's just be colorblind. There's nothing dumber. Nothing dumber. Nothing that'll set fire to the country faster than some dumb cunt saying, I want to be colorblind. That will literally anger people to the point of just picking up a torch and throwing it into a fucking gas station. Now, I don't know whether anybody gives a shit about that, and I don't think they do. I don't think any of these motherfuckers who say those words care whether this country burns to the fucking ground or not. I think that's why they say those things, but they can get that going real fast, man, with that kind of shit. And then we have on the other side here, we have Ted Cruz, who is just a walking lump of shit in and of himself. A guy who has spewed this, and you know what? Not one of these motherfuckers, and I suppose it's because it is a subject that is better left for the general election. I kind of understand. I was trying to kind of figure out, why do these guys let him get away with not answering certain questions? These Republicans, and I've been paying attention to them because theirs is a far more interesting race than the Bernie and Hillary thing, which is boring as shit compared to what the Republicans are doing. And the Republicans are in themselves are just such a fucking train wreck. These motherfuckers think that they're speaking for the American people. Trump gets 98% of 3% of the Nevada vote. That's the Hispanic vote in Nevada. He got 98% of that 3%. He thinks Hispanics are just in love with him. Or at least that's what he's trying to tell you and me, right? Then there's Ted Cruz, who says there's a revolution going on. Yeah, well, Pat Buchanan had a revolution going on until he realized, shit, it's only about, you know, it's a revolution among about six people. These motherfuckers have yet to introduce themselves to the rest of America. They've introduced themselves to all these white motherfuckers that vote Republican, but they haven't introduced themselves to, God knows they haven't introduced themselves to minority voters, not to the vast majority of them. I don't give a flying fuck if there's black and Hispanic voters at these goddamn rallies. Those people represent a minuscule percentage of the actual electorate there. And, of course, they haven't, shown their faces to the undecided white working class people who may be working class and maybe having a tough time, but they don't see the Republicans pitching anything that's going to make things better. You know, things are bad? Yeah, things are bad because things are bad, not because Obama is a disaster. Things are fucking bad as the result of decisions made by a lot of people in private sector as well as public, and a lot of that having to do with Republicans as well as Democrats. Some motherfucking guys like Obama and, Cruz and these guys suddenly realize we need health care reform, is what they call it. When was the last time a fucking Republican talked about health care reform? I mean, really took health care seriously. Republicans don't give a fuck about that. When Obama came out and forced the goddamn discussion on the country, a discussion that everybody else had, God knows, you know, all of a sudden everybody's an expert on that shit. Oh, fuck. Last night I watched Trump with that goddamn Sean Hannity. Oh, Jesus Christ. Little Sean, man. Weasley little Sean. And Sean Hannity has got his tongue so far up Donald Trump's asshole that he may not be able to get it pried out in time to assume the job that he thinks he's going to have once Trump is, you know, theoretically elected. Maybe press secretary for Trump. Maybe he's just going to be, water carrier or water fetcher or cigar lighter or something, you know. Maybe he's just going to be at the ready. But Hannity's got his tongue so far up Trump's asshole that I'm shocked anybody could understand anything he was saying.
And this is Sean. Is this your thing you have with me?
Thanks, Sean. Thank you very much. You're doing a good job. I mean, it's great. I'm going to do great. How fast will it take us? And there's Hannity asking questions that he doesn't answer. And how are you going to do this? How long will it take? It'll happen relatively quickly. Relatively quickly. He's talking about how he's going to turn the economy around. Because without Donald Trump, there's going to be a recession. You see? Without Donald Trump, there'll be a recession. And with Donald Trump, there won't be a recession. This is what is called, you know, the savior mentality. I'm the savior of America. You better vote for me, because if you don't, there's going to be a recession. If you do vote for me, I'll stop it from happening. Oh, guess how he's going to build the wall? He's going to build the wall by taking money from the people that are sending it home to Mexico. You thought that he was going to tariff Mexico because he was bringing up the $53 billion deficit between Mexico and America. No, he's not going to do that. He won't touch that $53 billion deficit that America has with Mexico when it comes to the actual goods being produced in Mexico coming to the United States and the traffic all being one way in terms of the imbalance of trade. Forget that. He's going to get up $10, $12 billion by taxing the monies that are being sent by poor people back to poor families in Mexico. That's the Donald Trump way. Don't tax the rich, like other scum-sucking dogs like Donald Trump, other dogs like, you know, wait, I shouldn't use that word dog. That's Mitt Romney. That's what Donald Trump. He lost like a dog. Donald Trump is going to fuck over poor people, which will be fine with the stupid motherfuckers that are voting for him, the stupid cunts that are going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't give a flying fuck who's offended by what I'm saying, by the way. I'm so goddamn pissed off. I could give a fuck. I'm so fucking pissed off at this fucking, this piece of shit. And I'm not much happier with that motherfucking Cruz either, that lying sack of shit who is proposing to roll back human rights in this country with his motherfucking religious liberty. This is a guy who says, and I quote, I'm almost quoting him directly, it wasn't me that shut down the government, it was President Obama. All he had to do was do what Ted Cruz wanted him to do. But he didn't do what Ted Cruz wanted him to do. So he shut the government down. That Ted Cruz, that was his pitch. And that's the same thing that he's pitching now with regard to what? His religious liberty philosophy, which is, you know, something that the fascist religious right in this country cooked up because they've got a persecution complex. These right-wing Christians want so much to be persecuted like they saw other Christians of old get persecuted. They want to be like them. They want to have that, you know, they want to be able to bleed from the, but they don't really want to. So they want a good old-fashioned American version of persecution, which is having to sell a cake to a gay guy. And their religious liberty, you see, is, and they get away with this because most Americans are stupid and don't understand what having a license to do business with the public is. When you are licensed to do business with the public, you have to adhere to certain constitutionally mandated rights. Can't discriminate against people based on religion, based upon color, based upon creed. And one would think, based upon orientation. So they do it anyway. And they want to still hold their public license. It's no different from wanting to deny service to a black person. How does the religious right get away with it? Well, folks, this is the Republican Party. They deny science like climate science, and now they want to tell you that homosexuals are people who choose a lifestyle. They still don't fucking get it. But the reality of these people, and you know, how they came up in this world, they didn't choose shit. And I don't know how many people you have to talk to, how many gay people you have to talk to. And by the way, the psychological and as well as the physical science continues to reveal that this is an orientation. And we have this by way of research, neurological research, brain scanning, etc. However, that ain't good enough for these Christians and these right-wing fucking Republicans who don't believe in science. They don't believe in anything having to do with, you know, they're anti-science the way their fucking ancestors back in the 19th century were against, you know, all the other shit that was going down. These are this is the worst version of the Republican Party I think we've ever seen. And they've been scum. Scum. Tell you what, Ronald Reagan looks like fucking John Kennedy compared to these people. What about the Democrats? Look, you dumb fucking cocksucker. The Democrats had it, they're gone. You guys had 8 fucking years to complain about the Democrats, and you did. And you stopped or tried to stop everything Obama wanted to do. You didn't do shit. Republicans didn't do shit. Other than use the Ted Cruz excuse, which is, if only they would do what we want them to do. Even Republicans, people that were thinking clearly, even guys that, you know, were on that side of the political argument, but weren't complete fucking morons, would say, how the fuck do you think you're going to dictate policy with a sitting Democratic president? How do you think you're going to dictate policy when you don't even have the popular will? Not the overwhelming mass of popular will. This is a bunch of lowlifes, these motherfuckers. And if one of these pieces of shit becomes president, man, there won't be a day that goes by that I don't do my very level fucking best to fuck them up. And I mean it, man. Just the same way they said they do with Obama. Remember when Obama, you know, remember what the introduction he got from that fucking, my colleague Rush Limbaugh? That motherfucker saying, you know, I hope he fails. Okay. You watch, motherfucker. If you think Obama was a disaster, you watch Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. It's going to be 50 times worse. Because they don't like people. That's their problem. They hate people, both of them. They like their people, very select kind of people, but they hate people. Can't stand human beings. They fucking hate America. Can't stand what the country is. They don't like what this country is. Multiracial, many religions, many points of view, many people. A country founded in law, not in religion. A country founded in law. There would be no motherfucking Christian religion in America today were it not for the Constitution of the United States of America. Don't even goddamn kid yourself. And if you want to flip that around and say, well, there wouldn't be a Constitution but for the Christian doctrine, I will go back and educate you as much as you wish on the actual religious reality, the philosophical religious reality of our founders. Now, a dumb cunt like Bill O'Reilly, who thinks that James Madison is the guy that started the fucking country, because James Madison was religious and he wants to ignore the Thomas Paines of the world. He wants to ignore the Federalists, for instance, like Alexander Hamilton, who was not a states' rights guy. Or George fucking Washington, for that matter, who would not allow the Continental Congress to send messages to the troops that had references to God in them. But you aren't going to find any of that stuff out with this Republican Party or this generation of Americans, for that matter, because they're stupid motherfuckers. And when I say stupid, people, I'm not just using that metaphorically or you know, that I mean stupid. That's why everybody loves Twitter, man. They can hit with 140 characters and they're gone. They don't have to fucking actually back up what they're saying. That's why everybody on Twitter is anonymous. Do you ever wonder why? That isn't because they're afraid they're going to get fired, although that's certainly a big part of it. It's because they're so motherfucking stupid that they don't want to hang their real name next to the shit they write in the off chance, in the likelihood, that it is found out to be utter shit. Twitter's a great place for those people. You're anonymous. You don't have to say much more than 140 letters, and you're gone, man. Start another account. Close that one down. Start another account. Maybe you'll be smarter with the other account. So, I mean, that's my thing, you know. I won't fucking, there won't be a day that goes by, man, if either one of those pieces of shit becomes president of the United States, there won't be a day that goes by that I don't try to fuck those motherfuckers up somehow, some way, in my little limited role as a, you know, member of the media. I love that. From day one, the two of them will be, as in my book, fucking Nazis. Fucking Nazis. That's just right out of the gate. It'll be Mein Führer Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. Nazi motherfuckers. You know, and then we'll come up with something else. I'm not kidding, man. Just, you know.
Well, that sounds really good, Phil. And,
Your work, it's going to be really good. It's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Things that plague you here at home. I'll carry on. This dude that's the lead singer here for All That Remains, I forget his name. Somebody ought to be... Somebody ought to be speaking for the band other than him. This guy is about... got the most fractured fucking English you ever heard. I mean, he can't speak. He doesn't understand... He doesn't understand proper grammar. I mean, he sounds like a fucking idiot, but... It's a great band. Anyway. I was just reading an interview with them. I'm at the door.
So long I've wandered, but I think now.
1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3.
Sometimes it's one thing, and next time it's nothing. It's more than mistrusting. It ends up just crushing me. Stop with the fighting. I know it's the right thing. I won't. To get through this, to say something, I'm not holding back. Before the scene we made goes and fades to black, 'cause I can't wait while you think this through. We don't have endless time. Remember who left to, 'cause I won't wait for you.
Explosion. I'm not holding back. That song, and I know a lot of people think that it's kind of wimpy, but I don't give a shit. I like it. What the fuck? 35? What? How's that possible, man? 25, goddamn. Not that time had gotten away from me. Oh, man. Here it is. I got it. Hello, my name is Bill the Robot, and I am your friend. I am, as you can see, succulent with large breasts and a tight ass.
Hello, my name is Bill the Robot, and I
need to get it. Let's see, here we go. Here, normal. There we go. Now.
Robot.
Where's Cyborg?
Cyborg. Alien Cyborg.
All right. My name is Mary the Cyborg. I was built by Kopkin International. I was built by Jeff Dowder at... My name is Mary the Robot. I was built by Jeff Dowder at Jeff Doubter Robotics, Temple City, California. I have large breasts, a tight ass, and I'm supple and sweet and very fine. Mr. Doubter will tell you more about me, the cyborg. What was my name again? Mary. What the fuck? That sounds shitty.
Robot. Cyborg. Robot. Robot.
My name is Mary the Robot. I have large breasts, a tight ass, and a supple figure. I was built by Jeff Doubter of Doubter Robotics in Temple City, California.
Well, I mean, one of the things... let me just do it for you right here. This is... bring Mary in here. Listen.
My name is Mary the Robot. I have large breasts, a tight ass, and a supple figure. I was built by Jeff Doubter of Doubter Robotics in Temple City, California.
Did you hear that, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Check it out.
My name is Mary the Robot.
What do you mean, marry the robot?
You're going to marry that robot, I'll tell you that much.
All right.
My name is Mary the Robot. I have large breasts.
I have large breasts. All right. Okay, we have also Don Mixa. Well, folks,
the same man there.
I'm on that good.
I have this one. Did you got?
All right, here we go.